This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Somewhere in the bowels of the city that never sleeps.
Kevin McCullough, radio host with Salem Media.
Is a man also not sleeping.
Syndicated radio talk show host Kevin McCullough.
And that guy would like a word with you.
Many of you know him from As Votes for Damas.
Of course that Kevin show is going to be great. The only thing that could be greater, of course, would be that Donald show. But we don't have that, so we have that Kevin show.
Featuring the music of Dick Tunney and the Dream in Color Orchestra. Still to come, supermodel Elizabeth Pipko, Weird Al Yankovic, and Corey Asbury returns to the spotlight, along with Assignment Desk Weekend. Now, from Times Square, where yesterday was officially renamed Kiss Your Councilwoman on the Cheek Day, here's that Kevin!
Yeah, I don't know if you saw it. Did you hear about this? Councilwoman on the street doing an interview with the CBS 2 news affiliate, and dude comes up and just kisses her right on the sidewalk. I mean, people thought it might have been the president or something. Hey, Assignment Desk Weekend, let's go.
After years of denying doing so, it appears that President Joe Biden has been intricately involved in conversations with Hunter Biden, his son's business dealings and associates, since and during his time as vice president in the Obama administration. In fact, he's used at least three pseudonyms to send and receive emails to official White House email addresses that discussed such business dealings with his son and with the Burisma Corporation in the Ukraine. But he doesn't like being asked about it or reminded.
Now, where one of your son's former business associates is claiming that you were on speakerphone a lot with them, talking business.
Never talk business with anybody. And I knew you'd have a lousy question.
Well, why is that a lousy question?
Because it's not true.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Someone better tell him that the emails are in print and that the Internet lives forever. For the record, Assignment Desk Weekend believes it's a very good question and that the president should answer it. But evidently, the practice of making up names for government email addresses was common practice in the Obama administration. Former Press Secretary Jay Carney saying it made eminent sense for a variety of reasons, like when journalists use it to have a separate response email for their readership as opposed to the one they use to talk to the editorial staff in the press room. Or when vice presidents who are selling out their country want to get their cocaine-addicted sons jobs for companies they don't speak the language of or know anything about. Don't forget, by the way, 50% of that all came back to the big guy. If he's the big guy, who's the little guy? This week, Elon Musk, seen here practicing for his staring contest with Mark Zuckerberg, announced that his social media platform called X, formerly known as Twitter, will we be done with that, by the way? I thought that went out with Prince like a long time ago. Anyway, he will soon be removing the block feature from the platform. Within just minutes of announcing this, the CEO learned precisely how much people really like to use the block feature from all the feedback. No word on whether or not he's relented on this incredibly stupid, completely insanely maniacal, inane idea. Can we pull that off? Make it go viral? Send it to his address like 50,000 times now? You can't block it. Get on that. A Pennsylvania lawmaker has introduced legislation to require employers to pay their employees 5 days' worth of salary, forget this, only 4 days' worth of work. Assignment Desk Weekend thinks this is a little bogus, though. I mean, who settled on the percentages? 5 days of salary for 4 days of work? I mean, why not pay the worker 12 months worth of salary for only 1 month of work? I mean, Assignment Desk Weekend doesn't actually believe that this lawmaker knows anything about how things are made, how money works, or maybe they've never even had a job. Native American groups now wish to have the NFL Washington Commanders return to their legacy mascot, the formerly known as the Washington Redskins. The Native American Guardians Association arguing that the name is not offensive and actually represents a select group of mighty warriors, something the Washington Commanders have never been mistaken for. And finally, this Australian influencer has had enough.
There are too many American flags. Like, they're on houses, they're on cars, some of them on couch cushions. Like, I don't know who's making these American flags, but they'd be making a bloody fortune. And, like, you're the only country that I know that does this. Like, the only time I think I've ever seen an Australian flag is, like, on the Harbour Bridge. Could not tell you what it looks like. Like, I know it's, like, blue and it's got some stars on it. But I think I could draw the American flag from memory. Like, I think I could make a bloody sculpture out of it. That's how many times I've seen it. It's enough. Let's pull back on it, okay? Let's stay humble.
Sadly, we are not here to help. God bless America, and that's Assignment Desk Weekend.
Everybody shut up.
Literally, like a crowbar, like your stupid head. Email. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's kind of Paris.
Artistry of one Weird Alfred Yankovic. It's been a while since I've heard that name. if you love grammar, if you love punctuation, if you love well-written things, word crimes. Kevin McCullough coming back with Elizabeth Pipko.
Ready or not, we'll be right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We'll be right back.
ladies and gentlemen. So glad to have you with us on this particular edition of That Kevin Show. And every week I look forward to having sparkling guests that are lucid and insightful on all the topics that we cover. And sometimes I just they're just people I just genuinely appreciate, respect, and have fun hanging out with. And tonight kind of fits into all that in all those categories with my next guest. She was one of our very first guests on That Kevin Show a number of months ago, in January already of this year. Please welcome Elizabeth Pipko back to That Kevin Show. You've been busy this last year. When you were last here, you were launching a brand new project that I think was unlike anything that had been launched.
Yeah, so it's been really, really great, honestly, watching the world kind of not know what to do with Kanye West's antics, let's call them. Last fall kind of left me in a place wondering how I could step in and make some kind of a difference. So knowing people that have reached out to me just wanting to be a part of it, we actually get more submissions from people that want to volunteer and just help than people that are submitting their actual stories and content. So that's amazing. It's a really good feeling knowing people are on the right side of history on this topic that I genuinely cannot believe we're even debating in 2023. The fact that I have to prove to people that the Holocaust happened is absolutely ridiculous. But it's a digital Holocaust museum where you can actually participate in preserving the materials on the platform. So God forbid we face any kind of real censorship on this topic in the future, or anyone just kind of wants to push back on talking points like we heard from Kanye West last year. The platform exists. It's going to continue to grow. We're collaborating with different museums and organizations around the world, but hopefully it'll exist for a really long time. And hopefully the majority of the world at one point or another will have preserved at least one material from Lest People Forget.
Well, and I want to just point people back to that, and it's Lest People Forget. And I want you to go and observe it yourself, but also spread the word, because, Elizabeth, what you were just saying is really important. And it's not just, I know you were inspired to do this because you ran into some young people were having a conversation with you, and it kind of opened your eyes to what they don't know. But those young people turn into adults that turn into the drivers of society. And when you have in 2023, you still have whole cloth countries on planet Earth that are in denial about what happened in the Holocaust. It doesn't shock me from the standpoint of I can't believe that it's there. It shocks me from the standpoint that people are allowing it to be forgotten in the way that they have, and that there's not more people raising their hands saying we've got to do more to keep people educated on this. Obviously, one of the biggest ways that we repeat bad history is forgetting what happened before us. And this is your attempt, and a very valiant one, at trying to not allow that to happen.
Yeah, correct. It's like a weird mix of ignorance being bliss and the fact that there's this hatred in the world. Obviously, the hatred part is very, very small, and I'm hoping it remains that way or gets even smaller. But the fact that people kind of want to walk around ignorant to a history that was actually a lot more recent than most people realize, I think it's impacting the younger generation more than people ever thought that it would. And I think the consequences kind of our own actions are kind of creeping up on us. And if we don't take action right now, who knows what the next generation is going to forget.
Yeah. No, I think that's well said. We're speaking with Elizabeth Pipko, model, entrepreneur, master's graduate since we last spoke. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so I went to the University of Pennsylvania. They have a School of Social Policy and Practice, it's called. I did my master's last year. I think when we were talking, I was about halfway through, so I graduated in May. It's been really special. It's like we're in a very weird place in our society. I did a very big show in Las Vegas actually yesterday, and the host told me that I'm one of the few people he's had on that had a college degree, and I thought that was interesting because he had some very prominent, very famous people on across, you know, industries, across political spectrums, everything else. So it was weird because I'll either walk into a room where people think it's like very, very special that I have this degree and they have to kind of amp it up as if it's the University of Pennsylvania and a master's. And then I'll walk into other rooms and people are confused as to why I went to school in the first place. So I think it's like a weird sense of our society went so divided on politics in kind of 2015, 2016 that they then divided on even the dumbest, smallest issues. So it's very strange. People are talking to me about it as if it's something that needs to be again debated or discussed. I'm really proud of it, just a teeny tiny part of who I am and what I've done.
Yeah.
And I hope to continue on and get my JD very soon.
Well, and your the work there in nonprofit obviously is applying directly to Lest We Forget, and there will be other applications for that as, you know, you're living your life. But you've also dabbled a lot in media since we last spoke. In fact, not my radio station, but the competitors, you seem to have a regular co-hosting gig on the morning show. Talk to me about talk radio and your experience thus far.
Yeah, are they competitors? I feel like I prefer friendly competition. I don't even know. I didn't know they were competitors.
Well, I guess technically, see, John Katsimatidis, who owns WABC, kind of figured out how to do radio through Salem. So when he left us and bought the other station, we were like, huh. it was kind of sad. But he's still on our show. He's still on our station weeknights at 5. So, yeah, we're good.
Yeah, no, it's been a lot of fun. Honestly, I think when I graduated, I had spent probably like 4 or 5 hours a day consistently for the last year just studying and not paying attention as much as others were, let's say, to the world around me. So everything just kind of opened up at once. I'm trying to figure out what it is I want to do. To be honest, between the modeling and other things I've done in media, a lot of attention has been placed on the way that I look. And I cannot say how beyond sick of that I am, especially when I am studying and I do have so much to contribute, I think, apart from that. So being on radio, I think, is just like fun for me, knowing I can sit there for 4 hours and share my opinions and no one is listening because of the way I look, has been probably one of the greatest things I've gotten to discover in the last few years.
Well, so if you want, we can put a blurred spot right over your face for the rest of this interview if you would prefer us to do that. You know, I don't think I've ever asked this question. I've had a few models on the show over the years. You've been on more than once. But it seems to me that to be a decent person in the world and to be blessed with supremely good looks is kind of like a twin. It's like twice as hard. And I don't know why that appears to be the case. But for you, do you consider your attractiveness as a blessing or a curse? Is it just something you don't even think about? Like, how do you process and deal with having the obvious good looks that you have?
I would say it's less obvious.
I bet you've never been asked that question before.
Because people are honestly so intimidated by you, they can't even get the words out. That's why. Honestly, I don't think it's obvious good looks. It's just not the looks people expect in the rooms that I've kind of walked into, you know? So it's strange. My husband likes to joke that I'm lucky that I was really, really, really not blessed for a very long time. So I was like bullied a lot growing up. I definitely was not blessed in the looks department. I prayed a lot for it. Like, it really took over like my youth, to be honest. So I feel like I'm still that girl deep down. I don't know why people look at me or make a big deal about certain things. Then again, this is the world we live in, and I can do something I believe to be, you know, incredible or intellectual or just any kind of achievement out there. And when the media writes about it, they're going to use a swimsuit, you know, photo from 5 years ago, no matter what it is that I do. So I think it's more that, and the fact that no matter what I do, it's always going to be overshadowed by what people think they should be talking about instead, than the fact that I actually look the way that I do, which I don't think impacts me very much.
That's a really honest and fair answer. We're going to take a quick break. We're back with one of my favorite people, Elizabeth Pipko. Stay right here on That Kevin Show in Times Square.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Leaders from Los Angeles and San Diego are assuring residents their cities are prepared for Hurricane Hillary. Here's San Diego Mayor Todd Gloria.
While I know this storm in particular is bringing about a much concern and uncertainty, I want to reassure San Diegans that their city is prepared to respond swiftly and effectively to the impacts that this storm may bring.
Hillary is expected to make landfall as a tropical storm Sunday night or early Monday morning. Hawaiian officials say the death toll from the Lahaina wildfire is now up to 114. Hawaii Governor Josh Green called the deaths unspeakable and devastating. He's vowed to rebuild Lahaina. Former President Trump is reportedly planning to skip the upcoming Republican debate and instead will be interviewed by Tucker Carlson. The debate, hosted by the Republican National Committee, will air Wednesday on Fox News. Trump has previously signaled he might not take part in the debate. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Back to that Kevin show with Kevin McCullough.
Glad to have you with us. Welcome back to Times Square, Kevin McCullough. That Kevin show on the Salem News Channel, Biz TV, coast to coast, and more than 300 and now 4 affiliates radio-wise coast to coast, including our brand new 2 stations in Oklahoma City. Very happy to have KTLR, AM 890 and 103.7 FM joining the family as of last week. Elizabeth Pipko is my guest, and you may say, I know that name. You may be watching and say, I know that face. Where have I seen it? Well, she's done a lot of modeling work in the last few months. And Liz, when we were talking before, you'd kind of like moved at, there was a period of time where you kind of moved out of the modeling, and now you're kind of thoroughly back in it, including some really beautiful covers in recent weeks. What is on your burner right now that you're most excited about?
I think the entire world is on my burner. I mean, people are literally constantly asking me what it is that I do because it doesn't make sense to them, which means that it must not be real. I think when a door opens, you kind of have to take the opportunity no matter what it is and how hard that might be. And I've been really, really blessed that a lot of doors have opened for me. The problem is a lot of those doors don't really work well together, or at least they haven't, I don't think, until I kind of came around. So I'm just really, really, really trying to show people you can do a little bit of everything, hopefully succeed at all those things at once. And it shouldn't be that confusing to people that I'm a young woman who wants to both model and, like you said, speak about public policy. And I've done the work, I believe, to do both of those things. I'm going to keep trying my best, obviously, to show people that, but it's less about dealing with those that might be confused or uncomfortable with it, and more about just inspiring young women so they can literally do the exact same thing.
Well, it is
insanely ridiculous how stupid our society takes famous people that, you know, have already been models or actors or whoever, and suddenly starts attaching importance to what they say when they haven't been in the arena fighting for anything of principle, et cetera, et cetera. But all of a sudden they hit a certain stage of visibility and now they're supposed to be an expert that we're supposed to care. Like, I don't care who Taylor Swift votes for, honestly. Like, it doesn't, her decision is to who she's going to, if I was going to judge her presidential candidates based on her dating partners, I wouldn't vote for anybody she recommended. So there's just kind of that kind of common sense part of life, but you do care about the country and we're in a little bit of a mess and you're having to give your opinion all the time now. Where do you see the current campaign as it's developing? And I know that you have some connections to 45 directly, so I don't want to make you say things you don't want to say, but I'm genuinely concerned about where we're headed, and I'm just curious your thoughts on it.
Yeah, no, I'm super concerned as well, less as someone who might now associate with, like you said, 45, and more just about someone who hopefully has many, many years ahead of them as a proud contributing member of American society. My entire family fled the former Soviet Union to come here so that I could be an American. And so my children and grandchildren and hopefully future generations after that be the same and could kind of enjoy the freedoms that my family dreamed about back in Russia. So I feel like I'm more concerned from that angle. What they're doing to him, I don't think is okay. I don't think most people deep down think is okay. But again, that's less about him, because whether he wins or loses next November, in 20, 30 years, people will have forgotten about Donald Trump. But the impact of all these investigations and the divisive attitude that people have, the polarization, that's all going to remain. And my kids and grandkids will have to pick up the pieces. And that's kind of what
I'm thinking. The policies will remain. So if we stay on this Marxist trend towards, you know, complete takeover by progressives, we're not going to recognize what America is in 30 years.
Right. Every time my parents ask me about the word communism and how I don't understand how to explain to them that there are people in my generation that don't see it in a negative light, I genuinely get uncomfortable talking to them, like knowing, again, what my family has gone through. My father lost his father in the process, had to say goodbye to them for the last time when coming here. My parents and grandparents, they lost everything. They came with $90 in their pockets, they had to rebuild. People have gone through even much harsher situations to, you know, come to live this American dream. So knowing that they went through that literally to escape communism, socialism, obviously a million other Marxist ideals that we can discuss so that my generation and future generations could talk about, you know, how it could be a good change for us. It's scary. It's comical. I truly don't know how to approach it with them because I see them more sad than anything else, and that breaks my heart. But at the same time, I do believe that those that are kind of advocating for this online might be the loudest voices in the room, but they're not the biggest groups in the room. And as long as we push back in the most respectful of ways, but with, you know, America at the forefront, that's what's going to matter in the end.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the time goes too quick. If you want to see her latest cover work, she's on the cover of Now magazine. But her book is called Finding My Place. And, of course, you can follow her on Instagram and the other social outlets. But Instagram, it's Elizabeth Pipko, and she's verified. So you can know that it's really her. Elizabeth, we didn't even get into culinary school. Next time you come back, we're going to talk food a little bit.
Yeah, I would love to talk food a little bit.
Let's do that soon. Kevin McCullough coming right back from Times Square. Don't go away.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. That's Kevin.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now, back to that Kevin show. Kevin McCullough.
All right, welcome back from Times Square. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. For the last number of years, we have liberated, literally, liberated almost 4,000 slaves from captivity. Now, you may not have known that slavery was even still in effect on any place on planet Earth. This will shock you if that is you. Slavery is worse today on planet Earth than at any point in time in human history. But my friends at Christian Solidarity International have been fighting this, and now they fight on 18 different fronts, 18 different countries that they are addressing the issue of human trafficking and slavery with. And it changes. In some places, it's indentured servitude, where children inherit their parents' debts, and so they are enslaved until they can be paid off. In places like Sudan, slaves have become part of the spoils of war, and so when one side wins, they get to take the women and children and make them their property. In other places, as the movie Sound of Freedom has pointed out so well, the human trafficking and sex trafficking issue is worse now than it's ever been. And CSI is actively fighting all forms of slavery in some 18 different countries on planet Earth today. But in the area of specific slavery in Sudan, where the women are trafficked, they are forced to have sex with people that they do not give their consent to. They are forced to take husbands that they do not want. They are forced to have children that they do not want. But not only that, they are forced to lose their identity. So Southern Sudanese women largely are Christian, and in the enslaved captivity,
they are forced into Islam. They are forced to take on a different name. They are forced to be circumcised on their genitals. They are forced to endure continual rape, torture, beating, abuse, verbal abuse, being called names, etc. And in all of this, their dignity, their total personhood is constantly under attack. And it's easy for them to lose hope. But like I said, over the last 10 years, you and I, working together, have liberated nearly 4,000 of these individuals. CSI does this through one-to-one negotiation with the slave master, securing the release of the slave, and then getting them back to South Sudan, where they were originally from. Now, what's kind of fun is where we come in is next. They get back to freedom in South Sudan. They're at a recovery camp. They're given any medical care that they need. They're given cursory counseling and other things for things that they've gone through. They have their story written down so that they have kind of a permanent memory of what has happened to them that they can later tell other people. But they oftentimes get their name back. They take back their identity, their Christian identity. And then when they've recovered after a period of time, they are given what's called the bag of hope. And then CSI helps them find their original homeland, where they came from in South Sudan, what village they came from. If they still have family that are living, you know, what does it take to find them? And they help them do that. The bag of hope has everything they need to start their life over, a year's worth of food, a year's worth of grain to plant the next year's worth of food. They get utensils and tarps and blankets and fishing utensils and gardening utensils and cooking utensils. They get a Bible and they get a she-goat. And the she-goat provides a bit of micro-enterprise for them so that they can begin to supply for themselves. They can also get milk and cheese from the goat. And they can breed the goat, create baby goats for other people to buy. So the bag of hope is much more than just a bag. But it costs $250 to give this bag of hope and everything that comes with it to one slave when they are recovered. And we're asking you to help us relocate those slaves by supplying those bags of hope. $250 one-time gift will do it. 888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010. And here's an example of someone that we've helped.
I was a child when I was abducted by the Arabs. My parents used to own livestock, and my mother would do all the cooking for us. I don't remember the year that I was captured. There had never been any problems in our village. Then one day, all of a sudden, we heard that there were Arabs attacking Dinka villages throughout the south. We were so worried, we could not even sleep at night. It was a big concern to my mother and my father. We were told that these Arabs were heavily armed and would kill all the animals and people when they would attack. We were very scared. Then one morning, they attacked our village. We scattered in different directions and I ran, but I was captured. My entire village was burned down, and I've never seen a member of my family since. Then I was taken north into slavery. My eyes saw horrific things on that trip to the north. Women were raped right in front of us. Men were beaten, and four men were killed because they tried to fight back. They were shot dead before our eyes. Once at the slave master's house, I was pretty much starved and worked brutal hours every single day doing difficult and very, very hard work. There was no relief. And then they raped me. My slave master did not think of me as a human. He would not even let me go to the hospital when I fell sick. And one day, I heard that there was a slave retriever from CSI close by. How I wanted to be free. That retriever secured my freedom. And thank God, I was able to return to South Sudan. Thank you to each of you who helped the slaves be free. But please don't stop until we get them all.
It's a reasonable request. The phone number is 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And your gift right now of only $250 will liberate another girl, like a Hoke, the one you just heard the story from. The names may sound different to our Western ears, but their hearts, their desires, their lives are no different than your own daughters. Friends, if you believe that slavery is evil, and if you believe that we should be here to make a difference, then please do. Pick up the phone, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. You can also give online by just going to bringherhome.org. That's bringherhome.org or 888-342-1010. That's 888-342-1010.
Ready or not, we'll be right back. That's Kevin.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Serving it up with a no-drink minimum. It's that Kevin Show.
Whether it's the reckless, seemingly reckless love of God, the days we will long for, or God's kindness, here's Cody Asbury.
Sometimes marriages don't work. Sometimes babies die. Sometimes rehab turns to relapse, and you're left just asking why. And for all the prayers I've prayed, I still wonder if he's real. And if he is, how is he choosing who he does and doesn't heal? I tried to run from Jesus. I started holy wars. I tried the patient waiting and the kicking down the doors. I've cursed his name in anger with my fist raised to the sky. And in return, all he's ever been is kind. And I burned my share of bridges, learned to tuck my tail and run, and watch the wreckage in the rearview from all the crooked things I've done. And I know that he forgives me, but it's hard to forgive myself. I can't help but think amazing grace is for everybody else. I've tried to run from Jesus. I've started holy wars. I've tried the patient waiting and the kicking down the doors. I've cursed his name in anger with my fist raised to the sky. And in return, all he's ever been is kind. All he's ever been is kind. And I know I wasn't there, but when I look up at the cross, I see the darkest day in history. And I guess that's what kindness calls. I've tried to run from Jesus. I've started holy wars. I've tried the patient waiting and the kicking down the doors. I've cursed his name in anger with my fist raised to the sky. And in return, all he's ever been. All he's ever been is kind.
And all he's ever been is kind. As the broken heart and the swelling lyrics of Cody Asbury, but hitting home tonight at that Kevin show in the Music Spotlight stage. So thankful to have him along with us. Thankful to have you here each week as well, and hope that you'll be back next week. We anticipate a great end to the official summer season here at that Kevin show next week, and getting ready for a huge fall. So we hope you'll be here every week at that Kevin show.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.